Saturday, December 14th. First reading from Sirach, chapter 48, verses 1 through 4 and 9 through 11. In those days, like a fire, there appeared the prophet Elijah, whose words were as a flaming furnace. Their staff of bread he shattered. In his zeal he reduced them to straits. By the Lord's word he shut up the heavens and three times brought down fire. How awesome are you, Elijah, in your wondrous deeds, whose glory is equal to yours. You were taken aloft in a whirlwind of fire, in a chariot with fiery horses. You were destined, it is written, in time to come to put an end to wrath before the day of the Lord, to turn back the hearts of fathers toward their sons, and to re-establish the tribes of Jacob. Blessed is he who shall have seen you, and who falls asleep in your friendship. Hadock Commentary. His words were as a flaming furnace because he was animated with a burning zeal, like John the Baptist admonishing kings, etc. See John 5:35 and Luke 1:17. In his zeal he reduced them to straits, that is, he slew the priests of Baal, and many perished by famine. By the Lord's word he shut up the heavens, that is, that it should not rain for 3.5 years, and three times brought down fire. He did this first upon his sacrifice, and twice to destroy 50 soldiers. Enoch and Elijah will appear in the days of Antichrist to convert many. The Jews will then agree with the patriarchs and embrace the religion of Christ. Elijah came in the person of John the Baptist at the first coming of our Savior, but he will come in person before his second appearance. The application which Christ makes of the prediction of Malachi, Malachi 4:6, to John the Baptist does not exclude this more distant accomplishment. Elijah is still alive in some part of the world, as well as Enoch, whom St. Augustine styles the firstborn of our resurrection. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 17, verses 9 through 13. As they were coming down from the mountain, the disciples asked Jesus, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He said in reply, "Elijah will indeed come and restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also will the Son of Man suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. Hadock Commentary. Christ is saying, the prophet Elijah will come again in person before my second coming to judgment, and will re-establish all things by the conversion of the Jews to the Christian faith. The Baptist was the precursor of Christ at his first coming, and was called by our Lord Elijah, because he performed the office of Elijah. But this prophet in person will be the precursor of the second coming of Christ, whereby Malachi, predicting this coming of Christ, says, "I will send to you Elijah the Thesbite," thus evidently distinguishing him from the Baptist, who was also Elijah in spirit and in the dignity of his office. Jesus Christ here confirms the literal sense of the prophecy of Malachi, but in the next verse he shows a prior, though less perfect, accomplishment of the same in the person of John the Baptist, who was raised by God to prepare the ways of the Lord. Elijah will come and restore all things. According to St. John Chrysostom, Theophylactus, and others, these words signify that Elijah shall restore all the Jews to the one true faith towards the end of the world. Or, according to St. Augustine, he shall strengthen those that shall be found wavering in the persecution of Antichrist. Jesus, in a most beautiful manner, takes advantage of this conversation to remind them of his future passion, and from the recollection of the sufferings of John, affords them comfort in his own.